More now from The Last Year in the Life of the Beatles, 1969. I'm Paul Ingalls with Harry Norton.
On January the 26th, the Beatles returned to the basement studios of their Apple offices for more recording. Billy Preston again contributing on organ. Like a rolling stone. Like a rolling stone. Like the FBI. And the CIA. And the BBC. BB King. And Doris Day.
I don't care if spend my dough, not gonna be won't have so gonna rock it.
We're not allowed to do it. You know, like we should trespass, go in, set up, and then get moved, and that should be the show. Getting forcibly ejected, still trying to play your numbers, and the police lifting you.
The next day, January the 27th, the band records the version of Get Back that winds up on the Let It Be album. They also lay down an early run through of a song that would go on Abbey Road, Oh Darling.
The Yoko's divorce has just gone through. Free at last. I'm free.
Rosetta.
Sweet.
Loretta Fat, she thought she was a cleaner.
She was a frying pan.
The picker. The picture of the fingers, great. Okay.
I'm Anthony DeCurtis, contributing editor for Rolling Stone magazine. You know, if you listen to Get Back, you really get a sense of, you know, maybe what McCartney was wanting to do in the first place. You know, this idea of the Beatles kind of toughening up a little bit and maybe, you know, not doing such elaborate work in the studio. You know, there's a sense on the song of a tremendous ease. You know, and they're just rocking. You know, it's a nice sense of the Beatles again as a band. Billy Preston and that terrific organ solo that he takes, it just really lends that feel. It was nice for them to kind of open the door a little bit.
Sweet Loretta Martin thought she was a woman, but she was another. She gets it while she can.
The Beatles brought in Michael Lindsay-Hogg, a director they had worked with previously. Because he was conscious of making a film, he wanted it to have a flow and an ending, and the original idea was to build up to a grand concert, so he kept trying to push that idea.
We ought to figure out what we're going to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, then, let's... what we're doing, then, is we're still rehearsing and we'll get it together.
Right.
But... So then... Harrison, again, was just so resistant to it that those ideas could go nowhere. Since that was no longer going to happen, they needed an ending. And at some point in late January, somebody suggested the Beatles go up on the rooftop of the Apple building in London and perform live in an unannounced setting.
You mean you still weren't expecting us to be on the chimney with a lot of people or something like that?
Or even a stage or the saddle or anything, yeah.
Whatever, I'll do it if we've got to go on the roof.
I would like to go on the roof.
You would like to?
Because I'd like to go on the
very diverse people. One
second. They'll be down in the wrong place.
January the 30th, 1969. The four Beatles gather on the roof of the Apple offices to play live in public together for what would be the last time.
One, two, three, four.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Nobody ever loved me like she does. She does. And if somebody loved me like she does, she does. Yeah, she does.
does.
Hi, I'm Greg Kot, pop music critic at the Chicago Tribune. The rooftop concert was clearly a signature moment for the Beatles. You know, the Beatles are sort of muddling through it. None of them looks really thrilled to be there, except maybe McCartney. Lennon with his usual sarcasm, but clearly, you know, wanting to get it over with. I think it's symbolic of the demise of a great rock band in a lot of ways. It's not them at their best. They're not super well rehearsed at this point, even though they've been playing together for about a month. They still were not on the same page. And I look back on it with a sort of bemused sadness, because, you know, clearly this is a project that went down in flames.
And know this really godly blue jet gold. Guess nobody ever really done with like she done with. She done me good. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
You know, I didn't have the facility to look at it in the context of, oh, well, they're returning to their roots and this is an effort to sort of reunite after all this fractious time, because I didn't know any of that stuff. I just saw them on the roof in what was obviously a bitter cold day, and you see John Lennon in his big fur jacket, and you can just sort of see how everybody's fingers must be cold, you know? But they're rocking out.
By that point, you'd almost forgotten that the Beatles were a band that used to go out and play shows. You know, so then suddenly they're standing on a rooftop playing like a band. I mean, it's a very interesting thing. I mean, there were a million reasons for it, but the fact that it was so hard for them to try to just even figure out a place to play, you know, they were, you know, until finally somebody said, well, look, let's just do it on the roof. Everything had become difficult. Everything had become complicated. But in fact, when they were playing, again, there was a kind of ease to it. You know, they were enjoying themselves. At least it looks like they were enjoying themselves. And, you know, they sounded great. And, you know, you wish you'd gotten some more of it. You know, that was the feeling I got.
The day after the rooftop concert, the Beatles close out their January sessions by recording final takes of Two of Us, Let It Be, and The Long and Winding Road.
The Long and Winding Road. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the washed away has left a pool of tears, crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know. Many times I've cried. Anyway. ways I've tried, but still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me waiting here a long, long time ago.
This program is produced by Paul Ingles at Cedar Creek Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico. For more information, visit us online at paulingles.com. That's PAULINGLES.com. And listen for Hour 2 of The Last Year in the Life of the Beatles, 1969.